old doctor or a bottle of pills. Diagnose yourself today and learn the rules for the game to play. Oh, 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 oh.
This next song is about those things that we sometimes lose control of, sometimes dominate us.
Yes, right.
This next song is called Addictive Personality. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I'm an addictive personality. Don't judge me hypocritically. No, no. We all got a problem. I'm an addictive personality. I'm an addictive personality. Yeah, don't judge me hypocritically. No, no, no. We all got a problem. Yeah, I'm an addictive personality. I used to be a card carrying member of the NA and the AA. I've been high for most of my life, not appreciating how my clean mind feels.
look deep inside yourself. All the troubles that you may encounter. Will you choose the path that your heart tells you? Do you follow others? This song about the consequences, the circumstances.
You are tuned in to WHFR, Dearborn.
Is it enough?
gentlemen.
Woohoo! That was awesome. Okay, well, we can hear and we can see how hard you're rocking. Let's give you a couple minutes. We'll come back and talk.
Okay.
This is WHFR, the station making waves. Making waves right now with the Black Presidents live in studio. How you doing? Something magical is happening in there. Okay. Uh-oh. Well, we need somebody to speak.
All right. All right. How you doing? I am Mr. Brian Boots Shannon.
Okay.
Black Presidents.
Oh, see. Look, that's the power I have.
And let me introduce the band members.
Yes, please do. Oh, okay. 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 Please do introduce the band
on
members.
On drums, we have Lord Raphael Ray 7 Merriweather. On the drums and percussions. On bass, we have the one and only Andre Drago Womack.
That's me. Thank you.
And on the guitar, lead guitar, rhythm, pyrotechnic specialist, lead guitar player, we have Doomini
Doomporous. Coming for you.
Right? Now, you know, we can't hear you guys out here.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Don't forget yourself.
That's bad.
Hello there.
Yeah. All right.
That's bad. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about us. We got together a couple of years ago, and this album entitled Fight the Future is our first release. Our label is Electrofunk Records Submerge. You might know the label if you're familiar with Galaxy to Galaxy or Mr. Day or Model 500. Some of these guys, some of these old school head techno guys. You know, they help us, inspire us, and, you know, we went in another direction with the rock and roll. I can honestly say this has been like one of the best times of my life playing with these guys. I've known them for many years, and this is coming to fruition.
Well, you sound amazing.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you're coming together? I know you all have collectively, you have such a long pedigree. It's hard to do that little short bio thing.
in a nutshell, Doomini's played with the likes of P-Funk, Enemy Squad. He's played with Public Enemy, quite a few bands. Andre Womack here has played with the City Boys. He's played with, as a matter of fact, they still have a group going called the Tech Brothers. Him and Mr. Raphael Merriweather's over there, and they put out a lot of great music.
Thank you, several
other bands that he's played with over the years. Gotcha. And Ray Merriweather on the drums. He's currently playing with Interstellar Fugitives and Galaxy to Galaxy, but he's also worked with Los Hermanos and did some remixes for some big bands out here in the world that you've heard about. Me, myself, I'm sort of like the new kid on the block. I spent 10 years with the fire department, and after I left, I decided to put all my energy into making music. So that's where we are right now.
Oh, well, good for us. So we want to make sure. We want to make sure we are working on that.
Okay.
We want to make sure that listeners know where they can see you live.
Okay, our next gig will be Dally in the Alley. I'm not sure exactly what date that is, but I believe it's the second Saturday in September. We will be playing that. And if people want to contact us, they can hit us up on our MySpace page, which is myspace.com/black, B-L-A-K, Presidents. That's Presidents spelled right way, Presidents. And, you know, we left out the C because we believe the C stands for consumerism, commercialism, and all the other nasty C words that, you know, we have issues with. But also, people can Google us. You could Google Black Presidents, and you know, a bunch of information will pop up on us. Our website is currently under construction. It's open. We're doing some work on it, but there will be a lot more stuff, a lot more content on there in the next week or so, next couple of weeks.
Great. And are you working on a new album?
Yeah, we actually have some stuff that we're working on. You know, we're going to try to stay to what we're doing, stay true to what this rock and roll thing means to us. But, you know, we will put some surprises on the next album. That's guaranteed.
Good. And of course, we'll get it here, so we get
absolutely
to
absolutely.
You know, first. It's all the play, all the fans that we're developing with our live show here, Ken.
Well, we appreciate you guys having us here, and we'd love to come back anytime you want us. We'd actually love to do a live show for our audience here, you know?
Okay, see? So in the seeds of revolution, that would be a wonderful thing. That's something that we can work on. But we definitely want you to come back.
Yes, we will.
So, and we certainly want to hear what you've got stored up for us for the second half of your show. You ready?
All right, let's get into it. This song right here is about living your life on the edge sometimes and pushing it to the level. This is called Living for the Minute.
Where you at, hoo-hoo?
All right. Here we go.
Driving by myself, trying to push it past 104.
This next tune here is about things. It's about people. It's about energy that you want to remove. Sometimes you wonder what this world is all about. My God, my God, That one was called Nothing Devout.
Nothing Devout.
All right, y'all, we're going to do the next one. This is about the monsters that terrorize our children. They come to our schools. They come to our parks. They come to our churches. And they try to get our kids for their self-sacrificial reasonings. Take us over to war. No war. No account war.
Really?
religion hurt everything it said, and now we living among the dead. Black Judas, why do you want to poison me without that solution? No. The world's out of control. Now this place is up, so we were getting on the low. The way we live, we all know. Time to kill all of our dreams. Make our pain not what it seems. Reveal yourself and speak the truth. And don't let hatred, that's what you do. Black Judas, why you want to poison me without absolution?
Thank you.
chorus.
That was awesome. You're afraid to get too close, man. I think. You can continue with, we will follow where you lead us.
All right. Hey, listen, I want to let you all know, our records are available on submergerecords.com, Let Your Funk Records, and we also, I believe, have some copies at Record Time. I had to double check that and make sure we still had some in stock, but the Roseville location, I do believe, has our album. And please go get it. Go buy it. Go support us. Awesome. All right, this next one we were gonna do is.
Well, done now.
Next one we're gonna do is Dazed and Confused.
Okay. Well, I also want to. Do you think we'll play out with this song?
Yeah.
Because I want to remind the listeners that you'll be playing at the Dally in the Alley. They can go and see you performing live then.
Yes.
And that they can find your MySpace page for Black Presidents, no C.
Black Presidents. BLAK Presidents.
With a Z.
With a Z. And to keep their eyes open and ears open and to listen
keep their
to
eyes and ears open. We'll have some video and we'll have some interesting stuff. We'll have some interesting stuff for the people.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. We're going to let you play out. Nobody wants to hear me babble, but I wanted to thank you for coming in. You sounded amazing, and we're so happy to have you.
Thank you very much, sweetheart. We're glad to be here.
And I also want to thank Raj and Peg, who do a great job of bringing the bands in.
Yes, we really appreciate you guys.
And Alan Cantino, who makes sure the band sound as amazing as they can on the radio.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks for coming, and stay tuned after 6 for the Jump Button. This is the Black Presidents leading us out.
This one you all may recognize. This is a song from Led Zeppelin called Dazed and Confused.
I work hard every day, bringing
going. Don't know where you've been. All I know is loving you is a sin.
You've been listening to Black Presidents from early in the Motor Live Drive at 5 days. Now it's a very special treat to bring on a friend of WHFR overall, and that is RJ Spangler. If we can ever get this phone system to work, it's so hard to do without Mr. Twitchell available. So bear with us, why don't you? RJ? Yes, say, do bear with us. One of the things we want to do come next fundraiser is get a new phone system here for WHFR, because this one has seen such better days. Yes, it has. I tell you, one second. RJ? Okay, stand by one second, why don't you? And how about now? Are you there?
I am here.
Oh, beautiful. So good to have you on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, loyal listeners worldwide, RJ Spangler.
Hello.
Please. Indeed. Now, I have finally been called on it and gotten it right. Planet Dino Net.
Right.
I was always trying to get my pseudo French on, and RJ has gotten me squared away. It's Latin, we believe. And I always was able to say quartet because that was just a duh for some reason. But now I've got it as Planet Dino Net. I apologize. I stand corrected.
Some people say nonet, whatever.
Okay,
and there are those that say nonet, you know, whatever. I don't correct them any longer.
You're just happy to hear him talking about you.
You dig?
Okay, there you have it. Well, first off, I want to apologize for bringing you here under false pretenses.
Why is that, sir?
Because the only reason I really brought you here today was to get in an early happy birthday to you.
Oh, you're very kind.
So I've just outed myself. Happy birthday, RJ Spangler.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me. He's going to finally be able to vote next week. And I want to tell you now, Selective Service will tap you on the shoulder come next Monday. Yeah. So we want you to be able to get all your monies for your education. So go ahead and just put your name on the dotted line.
All
right,
you got it.
Good. You've got a couple of gigs coming up next week.
I do. Oh, yeah. I got some this week. Yeah, I'm busy.
You are.
Yeah.
When you're not swinging some skins, you're producing.
Yeah.
There's no moss under your feet.
No. I haven't had a day job in a long, long time. And so, you know, I better get up every day and put my nose to the old grindstone, right?
You must. What's going on this week?
I'm playing tonight at the Keju Cafe with my friend Rusty Reed's band. We're going to play some blues and soul tunes. And then I'm going to play Sunday. It's my birthday party at a little bar on the east side here in Grosse Pointe called Rockefeller's. And I'm playing 7 p.m. with a little quartet with my old music pal, James O'Donnell, great trumpeter. We've been playing the band together for all of our lives. And we're going to have a little birthday party. Then that week starts the biggest week for the Planet D Nonet. We have Wednesday, we play at the Jazz Cafe at Music Hall, which we'll be treating that as sort of a tune-up for the gig we have after Thanksgiving, where we'll be playing at the Detroit Institute of Arts. Both these gigs, we're going to be working on our Billy Strayhorn book. Now, listeners out there, if you don't know, Billy Strayhorn was Duke Ellington's wedding collaborator. He actually composed Take the A-Train. He wrote Lush Life. He wrote Blood Count. He wrote lots of great songs. And he was an incredible collaborator, but he didn't really tour the band and didn't have a high profile like Duke did. So he was kind of under the radar. Only aficionados know about Billy Strayhorn. But this would be his 100th year. It's his centennial. And his birthday is actually on Saturday. So this week we play Wednesday at the DIA. Wednesday at the Detroit, at the Jazz Cafe Music Hall at 8 p.m. We have a show, and it's no cover charge. We'll pass the hat. And then the next day after that, the day after Thanksgiving, I ought to say, we will play the Detroit Institute of Arts, and we will be really putting on a formal presentation celebrating Billy Strayhorn. Those are both great venues because they have a grand piano at both of them, which really helps really present Strayhorn's music in the best light, I think. And then following all of that fun, we play on Sunday of next week, our usual end of the month, last Sunday of every month, we play at a place called the Blue Goose Inn in St. Clair Shores. It's a blues club. But one Sunday a month, we bring in our little swing party and have a good time from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. And that's, again, no cover charge, but we do pass the hat. And, of course, the DIA is part of their No Cover Fridays series. We'll be in the Diego Rivera Mural Room, which is really an incredible place to play. And we've played there a lot of times now, and we really have had a good time. A lot of people don't know how to play that room because it's kind of echoey, and you have to learn how to really... You come in and you do a long sound check, and you really get your sound correct, and you can sound wonderful in there. And the vibe is so great, and the audience is so great. It's really the best of Detroit.
Let me ask.
I'm going to talk, and I'll let you talk now for a moment.
Well, no, because you're an educator, so I'm going to, you can call it putting me on the spot, but I have to learn anytime. This is like only my second time encountering you, and the first time was an education, so I've got to pick your brain. When you talk about knowing how to play that room, were you formally educated in music, or was this just you?
I started, taking lessons at the corner drum guitar store, just learned how to play the standard Ringo Starr beat and all that stuff. I'm an old guy, and I started kind of autodidact thing, and I've been around it all my life, and I spent a lot of time playing congas. I did study a little bit with a guy named Roy Brooks, and I'm sure some of your listeners will know that name, the great Unjumbe. He was a master drummer, really, or he called himself a master drummist, and he is on some Horace Silver records that are classics. He's one of the world's great jazz drummers, and at a certain point in life, he came back to his home in Detroit, and he shared his talents with us and took me under his wing and was a great, great inspiration to me for many years. And I miss him. I'm sorry that he's no longer with us. And anyway, for the most part, though, I am fairly self-taught. But I did learn how to play conga drums at a young age. And so I played, young age for me was 18, 19, 20. And so I played in a lot of bands where I got to play with a lot of world-class drummers. And so I kind of got an education just playing on stage with a bunch of great drummers and watching how they played. That was a bit of an education for me right there. So then about age 35, I thought, this hand drum thing, it's tough on the hands. I think I'm going to practice the sticks. And so I started working on that, and that's taken me, all throughout Europe, 48 states, and I think 8 provinces in Canada that I've played. So, yeah, Fleming's been good to me.
Well, you know, one of the things I mentioned when I say in terms of having learned from you, to the world outside who has not yet had the privilege of observing you play, I say, first off, great music. Go see Planet DinoNet. You percussionists of the world, you deserve the opportunity to avail yourself of a class and just digging RJ Spangler play, perform. Because I tell you, being here at WHFR, doing this Motor Live Drive at 5 thing has been so much fun for me. But I see a lot of drummers and their kits. And yes, I've seen the guys who have the good old metal racks and it's, oh, wow, bring back the mullet and all that. And then last year, in one of the worst, in that snowstorm that shut down the school, and we shouldn't even have played that day, but hats off to some dedicated musicians. Planet DinoNet came on in here and rocked it. And you brought in this kit, and I looked at this thing, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. Because I'm a big guy, and you ain't no small fella.
Oh, no, no, I'm a full-sized gentleman, yeah.
And I wear double X and triple XL, and you're right there with me. And
oh, I'm more than that. Another X, yeah.
And this kit, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me, this little thing? And then RJ Spangler sits down and just proceeds to put on a masterclass of, it ain't the size of your kit, is what you do with it.
No. All my heroes, I'll play both kits. You go to New York and you see all the great jazz clubs, they're all playing 16 and 18 inch bass drums. That's it. All of them. They're all those little kits. That's the thing now. And it's what you do with what you have. You know? And of course, with the Planet D, that group that we brought last year is our Planet D on that Township Jazz Band, where we celebrate the music of South Africa. And so I brought along my lifelong friend, Akunda Lumumba, who is a master hand drummer. But that guy is an incredible talent and a great Detroiter. As my friend Sadiq Bey said, we need to celebrate our geniuses. And he was talking about Akunda when he said that, because this guy is a genius at playing hand drums. So I just come and find, make a nice carpet and let him, you know, dance on top of it, musically speaking. He is just incredible. And we've been doing this together now for, you know, going on 40 years, you know. He's a lifelong buddy of mine, you know. We started playing a band together. I was 20 and he was 15. And he's a genius and I love playing with him. And so we celebrated that music. I guess I should, you know, go into where that starts, and that is we were playing the South African music. You know, Abdul Ibrahim, Hugh Masekela, Chris McGregor, the Brotherhood of Breath, Dudu Pukwana, Mangesi Feza. These are all names of guys that inspired us when we were young guys. And some wonderful music. We made a CD. I'm very proud of it. It won the Best Jazz Record of the Year at the Detroit Music Awards. It was by a group we used to have called the Sun Sons Orchestra. And so it was 20-plus years ago that we did that. And so I thought I wanted to update that project a little bit. So we got some new charts, and we went into first we played live at the Concert of Colors at the Scarab Club. And that we taped that show. It came out so good that we took some of those tracks and a couple of tracks that we recorded in the studio with my friend Dr. Celine Washington, who's a great Fulbright scholar and now a South African jazz musician, and he's over there teaching jazz in college there in Durban. Well, so we did some tracks with him, and then we got an opportunity to record at the Duderstadt Center at the University of Michigan, and so we went over there and recorded, and we put it all together. I had a little Indiegogo campaign, raised some money, and we pressed up. It's of a double CD set, actually. And you buy one, it only comes for free with it. And so that came out finally in October, we played two concerts, and I'm looking to play some more shows with that band. And that's the band that we had a couple of years ago, that awful snowstorm that you mentioned.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was when that band was just getting going. And it's a wonderful group. It's Phil Hale on piano, who's an incredible piano player, and Man About Town. He plays with Sonata Davis. He plays a lot around town under his own name. And we have, let me think, the great Damon Warmack on bass. He's head of bass studies at Dime and Virtuoso bassist.
Oh, and he came in and just schooled
James
me.
O'Donnell on trumpet, who's a co-leader in the Planet D group. And also my other longtime buddy, John Paxton, T-Bone, who I've been playing with just as long. You know, and these are my oldest buddies, and they were on, all of us and Akoda were on that earlier CD that I mentioned. And then I have other fine musicians like Ken Ferry, who's in your listening audience, I hope, right now. And let me think. Daniel Bennett from Ann Arbor, a very good tenor player. Justin Joswick, our regular alto sax player in the Planet D. And now we have Goody White playing the baritone sax, but back then it was Joshua James, who is still engineers our CDs and is an educator, and he's busy working on his doctorate degree and teaching by day. So we have Goody on baritone now. So that's, yeah, we have, it's really quite a project and some wonderful musicians, some wonderful songs. And I'm looking to have that band play some more in the next season. But right now it's kind of on a little hiatus while we finish celebrating Billy Strayhorn.
I like the way you guys were organic. It's, I don't know, I was talking to somebody about Return to Forever, and you guys kind of remind me of like a Detroit New Barbarians. In your own organic way, it's more, it's not, you can cover all the bases, and you do, and it's sometimes pushing that direction, other times completely other directions, and Lord knows I have always loved what you've done with Betty LaVette. That will always stand out for me. That's when I first became less ignorant in this world and became aware of what you were doing.
Oh yeah, Betty's a wonderful talent. Yeah, what a lady, huh?
Sometimes I was born too early, sometimes I was born too late, and whenever I hear
just
Betty
right,
LaVette,
you're there right now.
I'm like, wow. Yeah, when I have the privilege of catching you guys, it's like, this is happening, and this is the Motor City, and this is why, say what you will about what's going on elsewhere, this is why we're still Motown. So this is why I have to salute you, why I have to, my catchphrase, tip my hat to RJ Spangler and get everybody out here in the WHFR audience that's here in the 313 and all these Southeast Michigan to go see you. But to the worldwide audience, loyal listeners, to say, there's a cat happening here that's reaching out to South Africa and worldwide that you want to get hip to. And he's got a birthday this Monday. His name's RJ Spangler. And please tune in, look him up on Facebook. We'll be sharing his music. Tuesday nights, Pat Frisco is playing the new album. Tell people the name of the album, please, again.
Well, it's the Planet D and that Township Jazz Project, live at the Scarab Club.
And the Scarab Club is where you'll be week after.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We didn't get to that. Noel night. I'm playing the first Saturday in December at the Scarab Club. And it is Noel night, which is one of the great nights to be a Detroiter. Come downtown, there's free music all over. We'll be the last band of, like, five free bands that day at the Scarab Club. It's really a really fun night. If you've never been to Noel Night in Detroit, get out there and check it out. Bands all over the place. I'm sure you can Google it and find out what's going on, but there's a lot of free stuff, and it's really a beautiful celebration of Detroit, and it's in Midtown, what we used to call Chaos Corridor. And, yeah, it's a great time.
And like you say, also the DIA.
Yeah.
The Rivera Mural Room.
Yeah, it's a beautiful room, man.
This
great
is
setting.
This is R.J. Spangler giving to Detroit. This is, I wish we had more time. I'm sorry we don't.
Oh, it's all good, man.
Stay in touch, please.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me here, Mark. It was beautiful.
Let us know what's going on with you so I can keep passing it on to the world.
I will do that, sir.
Thank you so much.
All right, brother. Take care.
And you.
Bye.